Today, Shir Masechet Zvachim Daf Chaf Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Dalet, Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. The Mishnah taught us that if the coin I made is standing agav kelim on top of kelim, agav behema on top of an animal, agav ragli chaveroi on top of the foot of another coin, all these cases possible. He disqualifies the Avoida. Ask the Gemara, Manolan, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanaberi Shmuel, the Brice that taught us, Hoyle, since we know the Ritzbah Mekudeshes, the Ritzbah, the floor of the Azara was sanctified for the Avoida. And similarly, we find that Klisharis Mekachim, that the Avoida has to usually be done. When we use vessels, we have to use a kli sharis. Ishma kli sharis le davachenitz benayil ben kli sharis. Just like when the coin is holding the kli sharis, there's not allowed to be anything between his hand and the kli sharis, as he does the avoid of kabbalas adam. Similarly, the ritzbah, which we're now learning has this kedusha. The halacha teaches us le'edav chaytzus be'noil ben aritzba. There's not allowed to be anything between the foot of the kohen and the kohen as he does the avoda. And as I saw the mefarshim explain this gemara, the ritzba, the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, was made kadosh by David HaMelech, up to the point that the Kedusha of the Karka Beis HaMikdash, of the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, was unlike the Beis HaMikdash itself. David HaMelech built the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, and not only did David build the Beis HaMikdash, the foundation, but he was Mekadosh the Azara, and therefore that Azara has a very significant Kedusha that will never be taken away. Up to the degree that I saw, most interestingly, that we know the Gemara, the Chazal teach us that the Shechina has never left the Kohel HaMaravi. And I saw that those suggest that what does it mean that the Shechina has never left the Kohel HaMaravi? That David HaMelech was Mekadish. David HaMelech was the one that built the Kohel HaMaravi. And since David HaMelech built the Kohel HaMaravi, it has that, as we're learning in our Gemara, just like we're learning in our Gemara, that the Ritzbah has very high level Kedusha. And the reason the Ritzbah was saying has very high level Kedusha was because of David HaMelech was the one that built it. So too, I saw that there are those that suggest that David HaMelech was the one that built the Kohel HaMaravi. And since David HaMelech was the one that built the Kohel HaMaravi, that's why it retains that Kedusha forever. But now I saw a question. If the Ritzbah, as we're learning, has this level of Kedusha, and that David HaMelech built it and it retains that Kedusha forever, so I saw that the Mefarshim asked, if that's the case, we know that the Pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas, Ba'aloyscha, Ba'aloyscha es ha-neiris amul p'nei ha-neira yiru sheves ha-neiris, and then many suggest that the reason the Torah uses the word Ba'aloyscha is because there were steps that the Kohen had to go up, like a step ladder that was in front of the menorah where the Kohen went up to do the lighting of the menorah. But if we're learning now that the Ritzbah is Mekudosh and the Kohen has to always be standing on the Ritzbah, how could that have been done? So some explain, that's the simple explanation, that since that's part of the Avoida, that you have to be able to reach the top of the candles, so then you don't have a problem that ladder or whatever was considered an extension. Another pshat that I saw is that really considered an Avoida where there's an issue of a Ritzbah? And a third pshat that I saw, most interesting, is that the Maril Diskin says this pshat, the Pasuk at the beginning of Parashat Ba'aloyscha quotes a very famous Rashi, Lagit Shvachah Shel Aaron Shlo Yishinah, to tell us the greatness of Aaron that he didn't deviate from the Malacha. That's a difficult Rashi. Is that a compliment to Aaron that he did as he was supposed to do? So, and Maril Diskin says that Aaron was well aware of this issue, that how can I go up on a ladder going to do the Avodah? I'm going to have a concern that I'm not on the Ritzbah. So Aaron, explains the Maril Diskin, was very tall, and he was able to light the menorah even though he wasn't standing on the step stool. And that's what the Rashi means to say. L'hagit shvacha shel Aaron, to tell us the shvacha of Aaron, shleishina, he didn't have to deviate from the halacha that we're learning in our Gemara, and that he was able to stand on the Ritzbah and still light the menorah and not need to deviate with the shaila. Is there a problem that he's not standing on the Avodah? So the posh pshat, when we say Ritzbah Mekudeshes, is, as we learned, Rashi explains, the Ritzbah has a Kedusha on it that was made, as we learned, by David HaMelech. Tosfos explains that the Ritzbah is Mekadesh to Adam. The person that does the Avodah has to have a level of Kedusha as he approaches doing the Avodah. How does a Kohen attain that level of Kedusha? The way a Kohen attains that level of Kedusha is by standing on the Ritzbah. And the Ritzbah, which has in it this level of Kedusha, is Mekadesh the Kohen that he should not be able to do the Avodah. Tosfos asks a question that the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph teaches us that by the Lulav, L'kicha Idei Dover Achav L'kach D'Lechem, that there's not allowed to be a chetzitza between the hand of the person who's taking the Lulav and the Lulav. Yet, Tosfos says that the Gemara says that L'kicha Idei Dover Achav, if you hold the Lulav through through something, that's still considered a legitimate lakicha. So that's the case, asked Tosfos, why over here we just learned that if the kohen is not holding the mizruk, when he's doing Kabbalah Saddam, that Kabbalah Saddam is disqualified, why should it be any worse than lakicha ayidei dava achram? So Tosfos says that when we speak about lakicha ayidei dava achram, shmo lakicha, it's not in a case as that it's a chatzitza. In other words, what happened was that you have some sort of a handle through which you're going to take the lulav. So that's not considered a chatzitza. In other words, the way I understand what Tosfos means to say is as follows. If I put something around my hand, if I put some sort of a glove or whatever on my hand, and I picked up the lulav that way, that indeed would represent a chatzitza. But if I'm just doing something to help me pick up the lulav, that's not considered a chatzitza. But the Ritzbah disagrees. And Ritzbah says that even though we're learning the lakicha ide dava acher, shma lakicha by lulav, the locha of lulav and the locha of chatzitza by Beis HaMikdash are not the same halacha. And therefore, even though in the Beis HaMikdash it would be an issue, it's not an issue by lulav, and one has nothing to do with the other. The Ritva and the Ran have a different approach. He says that the reason by a lulav, l'kicha yidei dava acher, shma l'kicha, is that really midaraisa, there is no concern of chatzitza by a lulav. As we're learning, there is a concern of chatzitza in the Beis HaMikdash, but there is no concern by the dalaminim. And therefore, technically, one could take the lulav, he doesn't have to hold it with his hands. And when the Gemara speaks about a chatzitza by lulav, it's for a different halacha. And that is that there's a din of lakicha tama. If I'm holding something else besides the lulav, so then it's not a lakicha tama. So in other words, they explain, wearing a glove for itself is not an issue by dalaminim, because there's no issue of chatzitza by dalaminim. There is an issue of chatzitza by the Beis HaMikdash. What issue does exist by the dalaminim? And that is the pasuk says v'lkachtem. And from the words v'lkachtem, we learn it has to be l'kicha tama. And when there's something in your hand, it's not considered a l'kicha tama. Now we understand why, explains Rashi, that we know that halacha is that when the Kohanim did the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, they walked barefoot. The reason they walked barefoot is, as we're learning, they did not want to have any chatzitza between them and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. The Sefer Taurus Kodesh says that even in the Mishkan, the Kohanim would walk barefoot, even though there was no concept of a ritzpah by the Mishkan. The Beis HaMikdash was built in one place, and as we've been learning, the floor of that area, the ritzpah of that Zara, was niskadish. The Mishkan was on transit, so you can't say that there was a ritzpah. Says the Taurus Kodesh that the reason that you're not allowed to wear, they didn't wear shoes in the Mishkan, is as the Torah says, as the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, take off your shoes, kemakim, the place that you're standing is a makim kadosh. And there's a halacha, that whenever you come, so there's a new halacha, there's a halacha of Meirim Migdash. And included in the halacha of Meirim Migdash is that when you stand in the base of Migdash, you have to stand barefoot. And that's why he explains in the Beis HaMikdash, where they, not only in the Azara, was there a requirement that they had to stand barefoot, but even anywhere in the Har Bayis. We're having a discussion in our Shir, what was the Skadish, what wasn't the Skadish. There is no question that the Har Bayis doesn't have the Kedushas as Azara. And even though the Har Bayis does not have the Kedushas Azara, the halacha still says that you can't stand on the Har Bayis with shoes. So there's a new halacha included in the halacha of Meirim Migdash that you're not allowed to wear shoes. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah gave us three different examples of chatzitza. Kli, if somebody's standing on top of a kli, if somebody's standing on top of a behema, and if somebody's standing on top of regal chaveroi. The Gemara's question is, why was it necessary to tell us all three halachas? The Ashmin and Kli, if we would only learn that if you're standing on a keli, it's a chatzitza, mishum delab mina debasahu, it's not flesh. Avo behema demina debasahu, when you're standing on top of an animal that's also flesh like we are made of, emaloi, it's not considered chatzitza. V'yishmina behema, if we only learned the halacha behema, we would say delab mina deadamhu. It's not the same as a person, it's an animal. Avol, if you're standing on somebody else's foot, dodamhu, that was standing on the top of a foo of a person's foot, emaloi, it's not considered a chatzitza. That's why tzricha. So the Rishonim already asked the question, why indeed, if you're standing on the foot of another person, is it considered a chatzitza? It ought not to be considered a chatzitza because we have a halacha that min b'minoi, if two things are the same type, they're not considered a chatzitza. So if one person is standing on top of the foot of another person, why is it considered a chatzitza? So I saw two explanations. One is that since somebody else's foot is choshev, so even though it's the same min as we are, it's going to be a chatzitza. The other explanation, a concept that we're going to be learning in our shiurim, and that is that it's lav derech sheres bekach. It's not the way avoid is normally done when somebody's standing on top of somebody else's foot, and that's why it disqualifies. So, of course, the Rishonim asked the question. The Gemara said that if I only had kli, I wouldn't know the halacha about behemah. If I had behemah, I wouldn't know the halacha of adam. So why couldn't we say just the opposite? Just say that even if you're standing a ragle chaveroi, it's a chatzitza. Certainly when you're standing on ragle behema, chaveroi, it's a chatzitza. So the Rishonim explained, as we just said, when you're standing on the top of somebody else's foot. So somebody else's foot is choshev. That's why we would consider it that it's a chatzitza. But the ragli, behem, and gehalim are not choshev. And therefore, even though they're not the same as my foot, they maybe should not be considered dalocha. They should not be considered a chatzitza. And furthermore, keli is min b'shein aminoi. And as we just said, min b'minoi is not a chaitzitz. Keli is min b'shein aminoi. Ragli behema is somewhat min b'minoi and not min b'minoi. So every one of these cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah has its own unique characteristic, why it was necessary to say each one separately. Tanya says, the b'raiser b'lez, I'm a ragla achas ala keli. If a kohen is doing the avoida with one foot on a keli, v'raglachas al ritzpah, the other foot on the floor. Or raglachas al evin, there's a stone on the floor of the azara, and he has one foot on top of that stone, raglachas al ritzpah, and he has another foot on the floor. So, of course, ask Rabbi Aaron Leib, Steinmetzatzal, and the Yelsa Shachar, why was it necessary to tell us both cases? So he explains that the Gemara wants to teach us that even a stone, which we would think is insignificant, is still considered a chatzitza. So now the question is, and the Kohen did the Avoida that way, what will be the halacha? Says the Gemara, Royin, we have to evaluate. Kol shilu yotza kli v'tinot alevin, if the kli were removed or the stone were removed, he could still remain standing on one foot. So then the halacha is v'yavin and continue doing the avoida, then the avoida is k'sheira. However, if that stone or keli were removed, he would fall down, he wouldn't be able to stand, then the avoida is that it's possible. So the Sfas Emes says that if you could stand on one foot, the halacha is that the avoid is kosher. What would be the halacha if somebody's standing just on one foot? But he's able to stand on one foot. Would the avoid be kosher? It should be, we can make an argument, it should be no worse than the case that we're learning now. That just like if you're standing one foot on the keli or on the evan, it's still considered a valid avoida. This too should be considered a valid avoida. Or we can make an argument that it's not the same. And they both suggest that if one were just standing with one on one foot and the other foot was suspended, the avoida would not be a kosher avoida. And the reason they explain that the avoida would not be considered a kosher avoida is because they suggest that would be ein derech sheres b'kach. And as we mentioned a moment ago, and as we're going to learn in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, whenever we have a situation of ein derech sheres b'kach, it disqualifies the avoida. So the Sfas Emes asks the question, if all the Gemara wants to teach us is that we evaluate, can he remain standing or not, all the Gemara should have just said, im yochel lamin ha-ragel achas avoidasuk sheiroi, why does it have to go through the back and forth? Because he answers that the reason it was said this way, that what will be if the foot is on, the foot that's on the stone is not lower than the foot that's on the floor, but it's higher. The halacha is that under all circumstances, all we need to do is that it should be able to stand. And if he's able to stand, that's what's critical in making the avoida kosher or not. The Migdash David discusses, does it make a difference if it's the right foot on the floor or it's the left foot on the floor? And the Migdash David suggests it doesn't make a difference which is the foot that's on the floor. The Migdash David says, our Gemara only says that we're looking at what is, if he's able to stand that way or not able to stand that way. And as long as he's able to stand that way, that's all that counts, that the avoida should be acceptable. What would be the halacha if both feet are on the floor of the azara, but on the sides of his feet, there are things that separate his foot from the Azara. And again, says the Chafetz Chaim in the Lakutei Halachos, it depends, as the Gemara keeps on teaching us. Can he stand or can he not stand? By Rabami, now asks Rami the following question. Naldla Evan, one of the stones of the Azara, was disconnected from the ground. Vamnalel, and the kohen stood on that stone when he did the avoda. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Says the Gemara. Hechdein data l'chabra, where there is no intention. And I saw when we speak about intention, whose intention is the intention that we look at? The intention is of the person who's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. So if there's no intention of the person who was taking care of the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, that to reattach that stone, loy tibayloch, there's no question, the Vadi Chaitz, it's certainly considered a chatzitza. Ki tibayloch, when do we have a question? The dat l'chabra, when he intends to reattach it. Mai, what will be the halacha? Do we say, kivin the dat l'chabra, since it's his intention to reattach it, the halacha already looks at it, command the chabra damni, as if it's already attached, and it's not a chatzitza. Adam ha'ashtam mi'ah t'lisha. Right now, it's disconnected, and since right now it's disconnected, it's going to be chatzitza. But says the Gemara, Rav Ami's version of the question. But says the Gemara, Rav Zuti's version was, by Rav Ami, Nekra Evan, if the stone was stone that covers the floor of the Azara was completely removed. Nekra Evan, the Ahmed b'mekayma, and the kain is standing on the earth where there was a piece of stone till now, Mau. So ask the Ramaykum Abayli, what is the question? Says the Gemara, Ki Kadosh David. The question is, as we have said in our shir throughout, that David HaMelech was the one that sanctified the Azara. And the question is, Ki Kadosh David, when David was Mekadosh the Azara, Haritz Bel Yoyne Kadosh, was he only Mekadosh the upper level, the floor, and anything under the floor was not Niskadish, Idilma ad la'ar the time Mekadish, or maybe he was Mekadish all the way to the bottom. And therefore, even if the bottom, even if the top part was removed, it's still Kaddish. Says the Gemara, V'tibayle, if that's the question, and the question is that Kedusha of David, how was it effective? Kalazar Kulai. The question should have been on the entire Azara. Why do we ask about one stone being removed? The question should have been asked about the entire Azara if the Kedusha goes underground. Do we say, says the Oilam Pshitulay Dar out of the time of Kaddish? Of course, David HaMelech was Mekaddishit all the way down. But says the Gemara Hakim Boilei, the question that's being posed is if somebody is not standing on the actual floor, he's only standing on the earth, as we keep on mentioning, is that considered derech sheres bekach? It's not respectful to stand just on earth. And the pasuk says, v'sheres kol echav halavim, the Torah specifies that the avoda has to be done in a professional manner, in a nice manner. Standing on the earth is not. Or ain't derech sheres bekach, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. So it says that explains the Brisker Rav. What's pshat and shloi derech avoid sheris? He says it's not an issue that the avoider is disqualified. It's an issue that the kohen, as we've been learning throughout our shiurim, the kohen has very specific rules how the kohen has to be when he's doing the avoider. And one of the rules is that he has to be standing on the floor. For if he is not standing on the floor, it's not considered derech sheris. So we learned in the Mishnah, kibel, if the kohen accepted the kabbalas adam b'smol posel, the Tana Kama holds, the Chama hold, the kabbalas adam done in the left hand is disqualified. Rav Shimon Nachshon says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us the posel says v'locha kohen adam achatas betzboyu v'nosen akarnes mizbach ha'oila. The Torah, here the Torah is speaking about the Karban Chatas, and the Pasuk is saying that the Kabbalah Saddam is supposed to be, you're supposed to do Kabbalah Saddam, and then you do take that dam and you put it on the corners, or you put that dam on the corners of the Mizbeach. We've learned before that the Torah says it should be done be'etzba, with the finger. So the words of the Pasuk are very, very important here. The Pasuk says, they're always important, but in understanding this Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-koyim b'dam ha-chatas b'etzba'i, v'nosan al-karnetz mizbach ha-oilam. So the Pasuk says, be'etzba v'lokach. The word be'etzba is connected to the word v'lokach. And therefore, says the Gemara, melamed shalei tekabalo, the Kabbalah stam, ela b'yamin, has to be done with the right hand. And in other words, the word be'etzba is being taken to go back to the first part of the Pasuk, of Elokach HaKoyim B'dam HaChatas, that the Lekicha, which we define, meaning the Kabbalah Saddam, has to be done be'etzba with the right hand. And then we take the word be'etzba and we apply it to the Venosan as well, and say that the Venosan, the putting the blood on the Mizbeach, also has to be with the right hand. Melamed, Shloitei Nesina El B'yamin. Both the Kabbalah Saddam and the Nesina Saddam have to be done with the right hand. And if it's not done with the right hand, the halacha is that the avoider is disqualified. What would be the halacha if you used both hands, the right hand and the left hand? It would also be possible. Because explains the stipler, according to this explanation, that the Torah didn't just say that the avoider has to be done with the right hand. The Torah also saying that the left hand is disqualifies the avoider. And therefore, the left hand also holding will make it possible. But then the stipler says that our shir, we learned that if you could stand on one foot, then even though the other foot has a chatzitz, it doesn't disqualify. So why shouldn't halacha be? We should see. If the person is carrying it with his right and left hand, as long as his left hand could do it with the right hand alone, it should be enough. So he says, this is worse. Because here, the Torah is so concerned that it should not be done with the left hand. And when the Torah is so concerned that it shouldn't be done with the left hand, what the Torah means to say is that any involvement of the left hand will disqualify. Amar Rav Shimon, that's the opinion of Tanna Kamma. Amar Rav Shimon, v'chi nemar yad b'kabbalah. The Torah doesn't say the word yad as for when we speak about the Kabbalah Saddam. Ela be'etzba'i v'nosen. So he says that the word be'etzba should be only put on the second part of the pasuk. And indeed, he says, Shloitei Nesina El B'yamin, the Zrikas Adam has to be done with the right hand. But since the Torah did not say that for the Kabbalah, that's why he holds Kibbu B'smol. If you did Kabbalah with the left hand, it's kosher. There's a question that I saw in the Achronim. There, Reb Shimon is saying that Kabbalah Saddam that's done with the left hand is acceptable. What does that mean, l'chatchila or b'diavad? The opinion of the Karen Ira is that even l'chatchila, it's kosher when it's done with the left hand. Whereas the opinion of Rav David Soloveitchik is that even Rav Shimon will agree that l'chatchila should be done with the right hand, but the evidence acceptable was done with the left hand. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Manushach. So, ask the Gemara, we need to understand Rav Shimon's opinion. He is like Zeru Shava, if he learns like Zeru Shava. The Torah, when it speaks about the Mitzayra, the Pasuk says, V'albayin yodei hayamonis. So from here we learn that wherever the Torah says the word Yad, it means the right hand. So if Kilay Nemer Yad B'Kabbalah Mahava, so ask the Gemara, even if the Torah did not use the word Yad when it speaks about the Kabbalah, we should learn that since the Torah used the word etzba here, and the Torah uses the word etzba by Mitzayra, so that will serve as a gzeirah shava between the halacha of the carbon, the halacha of Mitzayra, and therefore, just like by the Mitzayra, it has to be done everything with the right hand, here too. And if, on the other hand, less like Gzeirah Shavah. Rav Shimon doesn't agree with Gzeirah Shavah. K'nemar yet b'Kabbalah mayhavi. What would make a difference if it said the word Yad by Kabbalah? Who says Yad means the right hand? It says the Amar Rav Yehuda, Loilam Laskel Gzeirah Shavah. Rav Yehuda does not have this Gzeirah Shavah, as we often explain. The Torah, you can't learn your own Gzeirah Shavah. He did not have a Messiah on this Gzeirah Shavah. What he meant to say was, did the Torah say that you have to use your right hand by Kabbalah? That therefore I would say, therefore the Halacha would say that you have to do it with your right hand? The Torah doesn't say it. The Hoyal, and this way to understand what Rav Shimon meant to say. Since the Torah did not say that the Kabbalah has to be done with the right hand, therefore Kibbo small is kosher. Says the Gemara, so according to Rav Shimon, only where the Torah specifically or explicitly says use your right hand is the right hand to be used. So ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon agreed that when it came to the Zrikas Adam, you have to use your right hand. But why? Amalei Rabba, Yachah Fil Nesina Nami. When it comes to the Zrikas Adam, why would it doesn't say that you have to use your right hand. So why does Rav Shimon agree that it has to be done with the right hand? Void, Chilesle Rav Shimon, Gzeirah Shavah. Can you indeed suggest that Rav Shimon does not agree with this Gzeirah Shavah? V'tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Kamak M'shinem Yad, wherever the Torah used the word Yad in the Torah, Eina El Yamin, it always means the right hand. When the Torah says Etzba, whenever the Torah says the word finger, El Yamin, it means the right hand. So, if that's the case, why is the Kabbalah not required to be done with the right hand? Ella, says the Gemara and Rava, Ella Maravan explaining Rav Shimon's opinion, Loilam Isle Rav Shimon does subscribe to the Gzeirah Shavah. Loilam Isle Gzeirah Shavah, he agrees to the Gzeirah Shavah. V'chachkam, and this is what he meant to say, V'chi Nemri Yad V'Kabbalah, did the Torah use the word Yad when it spoke about the Kabbalah? The Torah doesn't say anything. The Torah said, doesn't speak about the Yad. And since, says Rav Shimon, explains Rava, for however, I never yad the Kabbalah el etzba. The Torah speaks about the finger, which is used for the zrika, but it doesn't speak about the hand that's used for the Kabbalah. For yefshel kabel etzba, Kabbalah cannot be done with the etzba. So Rav Shimon says, when the Torah uses the word etzba, it's clearly not speaking about Kabbalah Saddam. It's only speaking about zrik Saddam, and therefore the Torah doesn't speak at all about hands with Kabbalah Saddam. Therefore, kibbul b'smol, any hand is kosher. Amalei Rav Samabrei de Rav Ashi l'Ravina, Efshe de Avalei Mizrak, why we're saying that Kabbalah Saddam, Etzba can't, we're saying that the Etzba cannot be referring to Zrik Saddam. And the reason we're saying that the Etzba cannot be referring to the Zrik Saddam, to Kabbalah Saddam, because Kabbalah Saddam cannot be done with one finger. Why not? Amalei Rav Samabrei de Rav Ashi l'Ravina, Efshe de Avalei Oizen L'Shfas Mizrak. Maybe someone can make a circle, something that just looks like a circle, attach it to the pan, which you do Kabbalah Saddam, and you could hold that pan with just one finger, or Mekabobo, and do Kabbalah Saddam that way. So, maybe when the Torah says etzba, it's not just speaking about Zrika Saddam, it's speaking about Kabbalah Saddam. And now we're learning now that Rav Shimon agrees that when the Torah identifies a finger or a hand, it means the right finger or the right hand. Elam Rabaya, the Mikra, an explanation understanding this Gemara is a different issue altogether. The Mikra Nidrish Lefana of Al-Achrav Kamiflgi. The Machlokes is, when you have this word etzba, which as we've been learning throughout, is right in the middle of this pasuk. Again, to read the words of the pasuk, v'lokach ha'koyim adam achatis be'etzbayim, v'nosan al-karas mizbach ha'olam. The question is, how do we apply the word etzba? So the opinion of Rav Shimon is that the word etzba is only placed to the second half of the pasuk, to the part of the pasuk that speaks about the Zrika Saddam. And therefore he agrees that the Zrika Saddam has to be done with the right finger. But it doesn't apply to the first half of the Pasuk, which speaks about the Kabbalah Sadam. The Rabbanim disagree, and the Rabbanim take the word etzba in both directions. And they say the etzba goes to the first half of the pasuk, which speaks about the Kabbalah Sadam, teaching us that the Kabbalah Sadam has to be done with the right hand. And it speaks about the second half of the pasuk, about the Zrik Sadam, also with the right hand. Amar Abaya. Now Abaya makes a comment. There is another opinion. And that's the opinion of Elazar of Shimon. It says, Hadar Elazar of Shimon, Elazar of Shimon, whose opinion we're about to learn, Mafkum Medavu or Mafkum the Rabbanan, is different than his father's opinion, Rav Shimon, and the Rabbanan's opinion. The Tanya is the Brisa teaches us, Rav Elazar and Shimon, I'm a Kamam Nam Etzba, whenever the Torah speaks about Etzba, the Kabbalah, the Torah says about the Kabbalah, and he learns that the Kabbalah has to be, that he only applies the word etzba, as we're going to say, on the first half of the pasuk, which is speaking about Kabbalah Sadam. Shina b'Kabbalah, and therefore, if he did not do the Kabbalah with the right hand, rather with the left hand, pasul. But on the other hand, if he did the Nesina, if he did the Zrik Stam with the left hand, the halacha is that it would be kosher. Because he says that when we have this type of pasuk that we're learning, we take the word to the first part of the pasuk, and not to the second part of the pasuk. Continues Rabbi Elazar of Shimon to teach us. Wherever the Torah says etzba regarding Zrik Sadam, their halach is shina ben nesina pasul. Their halach is that if you do it with the left hand, it's pasul. But since the Torah is only saying it regarding the Zrik Sadam, if you'll do the Kabbalah Sadam, it'll be kosher. Says the Gemara, V'heichan nema etzba ben nesina. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon said a rule. And now the Gemara wants to find out where is that rule said. Says the Gemara, Heichan nema etzba ben nesina. Where do we have a pasuk, asked the Gemara, that etzba is only used for the Zrika, not for the Kabbalah? Says the Gemara, when the Torah speaks about the Kabbonis that were brought by the Yimei HaMeluim, and the pasuk says, "V'lekachti mitam ha'par nasat al kanes mizbeich be'azbo'echa," and here he says, "V'ksav mikra nidrish lefonav v'loy lefnei fonav." So yes, it says be'etzbo'echa, but the word be'etzbo'echa, there are two parts to this pasuk. First, the pasuk begins "V'lekachta," which refers to Kabbalah Sadam, and then the pasuk says "V'nasata," which refers to the Zrik Sadam, and then the Torah says be'etzbo'echa. So even though Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon just taught us that we always take the word to the first part of the pasuk, when Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says we take it to the first part of the pasuk, he means to what is directly before the word etzba. In this pasuk, what is directly before the word etzba? What's directly before the word etzba is the zrika. The Kabbalah is lefnei fonav. It's far removed. It's too away from the etzba. And therefore, says Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, by that carbon, the Torah is telling us that the Zrika had to be done with the right hand, but the Kabbalah Sadam did not have to be done with the right hand. Furthermore, Rashi points out that unlike other places on the Torah, that if the halacha is stated in one place, we use that as the source to teach us the halacha in other places. Here, since we find different psukim with different descriptions by different kabbonis, every carbon has its own rules on how it should be brought. Amar Rabba Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kam makom shenema etzba v'kuhuna. So he says, wherever the Torah uses both the word etzba and the word kuna, kayin, kahanim, there means ein el yamin. The Torah wants it to be done strictly with the right hand, and if it was done with the left hand, it's disqualified. Kesal kedatim. So the Gemara assumed that what Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan mean to say, the tar to be inan, that you have to have both etzba and kahuna. Kedeksiv, as the pasuk says, the pasuk we're learning, and we learn that as halacha, that when the Torah uses these types of wording, it means the right hand. As we said earlier, We learn it from the Pasha Mitzayra, the Ksiv, the Tava Kainas, that's by Ayamanus, that we see means the right hand. Ask the Gemara, Varei Kamitza, when the Torah speaks about the Mincha. And the halacha is that when one brings a carbon mincha, he has to take off a kamitza, the fistful, in a very specific fashion. The like siba el kahuna, the Torah only used the word kahuna there, and yet tanan, comments besmol, the Mishnah Masech, the Menachos Dav Vav Amud Aleph teaches us that if the kamitza was done with the left hand, it's possible. And because of this question, Ella Amar Rava, Rava modifies. He says that the Torah, ay etzba ay kahuna, whether the Torah used the word etzba or whether they used the word kahuna, the halacha is you have to use the right hand. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Harei halachas evarim lekevish. When we speak about bringing the parts of the carbon oiler to the ramp, the ksiv that the pasuk says kahuna, the ksiv ikra koin as a kol victim is becha, that the kohen has to bring all the parts of the animal up to the mizbecha, v'amamar, and we're going to learn that the pasuk is referring to halachas evarim lekevish, carrying up the pieces of the animal of the carbon oiler to the ramp of the mizbeach, and yet tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Tanan teaches us how the kohen who had the opportunity, won the gairol, to take up the roish and regal, the first part of the carbon oil that was taken with a head and the regal, and how was it carried? Her regal shemin, the right leg of the animal was carried biyat smiley in the right, in the left hand, or base oiroi, the side of the foot that where it was cut from the animal, so that's where it's all bloody, that was carried l'chutz, that shouldn't be facing the people. And the simple explanation, as we're going to learn there, the reason it was done that way is, number one, they didn't want to have the blood visible to everybody. And moreover, the halacha is that the head, which is more significant than the leg, the head was carried by the kohen in his right hand, and therefore the leg was done with his left hand. But here we see that the Torah speaks about hakohen. The Torah used the word a kohen, still it could be done with the left hand. It says Rabbi Aaron Leib, again in the Sefer Yelos HaShachar, the halacha is that if the carbon oil is brought without doing hektaris emerim, without burning these limbs, the carbon is kosher. So if the carbon is kosher, even if we didn't do this, why is it so significant that it has to be done in the right hand? Maybe since this is an avoided that doesn't have to be done altogether, maybe we could be lenient that even if it was done in the left hand, it's okay. So he explains, yes, the halacha is indeed that if it wasn't done, it's acceptable. But he explains that the halacha tells us that even if you don't have to do an avoidah, but when you do it, there's a prescribed manner how to be done. And if it wasn't done, in the prescribed manner, it's possible. It should be done that way, says the Gemara. Ki aminin, that even when you have says the Gemara, when we learned that, and that's the Gemara's teretz, that ki aminin, that if the Torah used the word etzba, kahuna means the right hand, it's only something which is makabakar, kapar, which is essential. Domi de Mitzayra, where the right hand, when the Torah spoke about the right, it was something which was essential to the kapara. Says the Gemara of Rei Kabbalah. When we speak about Kabbalah Sodam, that the Torah says the word kahuna, and as the Pasuk says, v'kriva b'nei Aaron ha-kahanim sadam, as we've discussed in previous shiurim, even though the word ikrivu doesn't mean Kabbalah, the Gemara always explains that it means Kabbalah, and it's a dava mak of kaparahu, and yet tanan kiva b'smol, apostle, Rav Shimon Machshir, has Rav Shimon Machshir, says the Gemara, even though the Tanakhama only requires either kahuna or etzba to say it has to be the right hand, Rav Shimon's opinion is that you have to have both words, etzba and kahuna, to make the right hand essential. And if you don't have both, it won't be essential. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Me by Rav Shimon Tarti, does Rav Shimon require both the right kahuna and etzba? And without that, it won't be, right hand won't be essential. But Tanya, there's a brayse that says, if the Torah says the word yad, yamin, it means the right hand. Etzba, if the Torah says etzba, enel yamin. So the question is, why do you say that Rav Shimon requires both? Answers the Gemara, yes. Rav Shimon will agree, etzba loy by kuhuna. If the Torah just used the word etzba, it means the right hand. But if the Torah just used the word kuhuna, that itself is not an indication that you need a right hand. What you also need is by etzba. Kuhuna by etzba. You need to have accompanied with the word kuhuna, or kayin, kahanim, the word etzba. So ask the Gemara, so it turns out that what is critical is the word etzba or yad. So if that's the case, that is what is critical, so ask the Gemara, el kayin lamali. So why was the Torah need to say the word kayin? It should say etzba or yad, and that will be enough. Answers the Gemara to teach us a different halacha, bikuhunoi, that the kohen, as we learned previously, the kohen is only qualified to do the avodah, the bikuhuna, when he's wearing the big dikuhuna. Ask the Mavar Zrika, what about Zrika's Adam by all other kabbalas, the like Siba el kuhuna, that the Torah only uses the word kuhuna, and yet Tanan, Zarek b'smal pasul, and like Polygraph Shimon, and Rav Shimon agrees that Zrika has to be done with the right hand, even though the Torah only uses the word kuhuna. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim is understandable, because it is the opinion of the Chachamim that kohen alone requires the right hand. But Rav Shimon, who doesn't agree with that, according to the way we're learning now, and he needs either etzba yad, why, if the Zrika, according to Rav Shimon, was done in the left hand, is it not good? Amabaya, Polyg, the Braisa, and we find actually a Braisa where Rav Shimon does not require the right hand for the Zrika. The Tanya, Kiba the small puzzle of Rav Shimon Machshir, Zarek the small puzzle, and here it says Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon actually agrees that the Zrika can be done with the left hand, and the reason Rav Shimon holds that the Zrika can be done with the left hand, because Rav Shimon holds that since it only says Kahuna, not Etzbo Yad, the left hand is acceptable. El Hoda Marava. Asked the Gemara, Rava said, the Pasuk says by the Mitzayra, Miyas Hashem, after the oil, all the left of oil, Yitin Kain Atanoch Oizna Matar Yamanus, Vabayin Yoda Yamanus, Vabayin Raglo Yamanus. The Torah says all the places where you have to do the spritzing. And he says, each one of these times is here for Xeru, each one of these times that it's mentioned is here for a Gzer Shava. Because the Torah, as Rashi points out, already mentioned these halachas previously. Why was it repeated again? Yad Yad L'Kemitza. We learn from the Mitzayra that the Kemitza has to be done with the right hand. Regal Regal L'Chalitza. We know that if a woman, husband died without children, so her brother should do either Yibam or Chalitza, even if he marries her, Chalitza if he refuses to marry her. And the Chalitza means taking off the shoe. And the shoe is on the right foot. Oizen, oizen, liritzia. That if ever he wants to remain longer with his owner, Torah teaches us a parashat mishpatim, we make a hole in the ear, in the right ear. Lamali, says the Gemara, why was it necessary to teach us that the Kemitza has to be done with the right hand, with the Sekseri Shava? According to Rabbi Bachana, who says wherever the Torah uses the word kahuna means the right hand, the Torah uses the word kahuna by the kemitza, answers the Gemara, actually correct. Chad l'koymitz, that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand, we learn from the fact that the Torah uses the word kahuna. But there's another part of the avoid of the kemitza, and that's the kiddush koymitz. Kiddush koymitz means that they took the koymitz after the kohen did the kemitza, they took the kaimitz and they put it into a keli. That is another halacha, and for that we have the gzeirah shava, that too must be done with the right hand.